Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Who are those girls? It's JK.
Whoa, guys, we're here.
We're here, and I don't know how I'm here. I gotta be honest.
Mama, you do too much sometimes.
Mama, you really have no idea what happened to me yesterday.
All I know is that while I was making birria tacos, my mom goes, "Ay, esta se va a vomitar." And I go, "What?" And then she's like, "No, Kathleen's gonna throw up everywhere." I'm like, "Oh my God, I can't."
Well, because me and your mom were sending voice notes to each other after, because she was like, "Hey, how's it going?" Whatever. I was like, "The room is spinning. I can't breathe." That was like sending her voice notes because she had like 2 gin o'clocks.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. She was like 2 gin o'clocks
down. I
fucking
put my whole ass in that drink yesterday. It was scrum.
She was feeling. Oh, I'm sure it was.
Best I've ever made it. Delicious. Not gonna lie. Guys, what we're talking about is that we filmed.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Hello. Hi. What we did is we filmed a Patreon episode, okay? And I'm sorry, guys. I don't want to like always talk about it, but sometimes it's just like, that's just what we were doing yesterday. You know what I mean? It's such a big part of the story. And I had the bright idea, mind you. I said, let's do a tipsy episode. I did not say, let's get shit-faced hammered. I never said that. However, Kathleen said, okay, I'll take 17 shots on an empty stomach right before we begin. I said,
let me explain. I had a nail appointment. I went to Gabby's, which, by the way, guys, look how cute. Gabby made this shirt for me.
That is insane still. I can't believe it.
She stitched it herself. Like, she made the whole
my
thing.
My favorite part is it looks like the olives are floating in blue cheese. I love it.
I know. I told her, I'm like, wow, you made the water like swampy and yellow and disgusting. Like, you know what I like. And she's like, yeah, at first I was making it white and I said something is off. I said, yeah. And so she made it swampy. But it's so cute. The little like red thingies are buttons and like she made it so cute. She surprised me with it yesterday. Adorable. By the way, if you get your nails done in Miami, Baluha, I'll put her name right here. She's the best nail artist. Anyway, I went to go do my nails. And when I get back, I had a decision to make. Was I going to sit down and have a quick lunch? Because I had only had breakfast that morning. I had 2 freaking rice cakes with fruits and peanut butter. I said, do I have lunch? Or do I take a couple shots? Because the video that we're supposed to film for Patreon, I have to be tipsy in it. Like, that was the deal. It can't be a tipsy Patreon episode if I'm not
all,
tipsy.
First of all, we weren't... Yes, I understand that I had, like, my barbecue and stuff. But we weren't on, like, that close of a time crunch that you had
but
to
we
literally
were.
Not eat. Like, you know, I would have been like, okay, eat, bro. Like, what do you mean?
No, but you had people coming over for your barbecue. I didn't want to, like, delay the Patreon episode. So I couldn't eat lunch. And I just slammed 5 shots of Mama Juana, okay?
There was zero need for this. Zero need.
But you know what? It wasn't even the Mama Juana. It wasn't Tayo that did that. It was the fact that I was drinking a cut water the entire time that we were filming.
That's
and
another
already,
thing.
Guys.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
1 cut water makes me drunk.
Of course.
Me too. 1. So I drank, I had 6 Tayo shots and a cut water on an empty stomach. Just imagine what happened to me when I was done filming.
I just don't know why you had to do that. Like, I feel like that was so unnecessary.
I haven't been that drunk since Nashville.
No, stop it.
I swear to you that I got, and then I was alone.
No, that's horrible news, because I knew it when we were filming. You said several things. I was like, you're not gonna let me keep that. And now I fucking know it. Now you're gonna go back and be like, Jesse, we can't put that in.
No, yeah. Come on, it's Patreon.
Girl, I don't know. Me too, though. I said some shit. Bro, listen, nah. Gross. I never take my
you
cups
were feeling
out.
Saucy
this
too.
This entire cup was filled with my slushy, and I
not this bitch having her fucking slushy cup there.
Bitch,
still,
I have remnants of every cup I've drank in the last 3 weeks.
No, I'm not
least.
Gonna lie, guys. I am staring at 16 seltzers on her desk right now.
That's only because my trash can is full. I did put a trash can there, but it's full. So I don't have any space.
But guys, I'm not kidding. Like, I just came back from my annual family vacation trip in Delray, and I had like a margarita here, a margarita there. What happened to me yesterday? That hasn't happened to me in so long. Like, literally not since Nashville. And then get this. We're done filming. Suddenly, the room is spinning out of control. I'm like, I have to go to sleep. I had plans. I even canceled my plans. I had plans last night. I called my friend and I said, I can't make it. And so the room started spinning and I had to lay down and go to sleep, right? Then I wake up at like 10:45 p.m. like frazzled, like I hadn't even fed Porter. I get up, I'm like freaking out. I go to feed Porter, whatever. I'm on the phone. Stephanie calls me and I'm on the phone with Stephanie and I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, what the hell? My makeup's gone. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah, like my makeup is totally gone. Like I don't have my mascara. Like I don't even have anything running. Like what the fuck? What happened to my makeup? And she's like, check the footage. You probably did something on camera filming Patreon. I'm like, no, dude, like I stopped filming and I went right to bed. Like that's what I remember. I mean, obviously somebody didn't break into my house and just wipe my makeup and then
maybe Porter
that was my
it
first
off.
Thought. No, like 20 minutes later, I walk into the bathroom and when I go to sit down to pee, I feel that like my towel is kind of wet. I see my underwear on the floor. My underwear
not
is on
the evidence.
The floor.
You're like, wait a second.
No. And then I see the walls and they're a little damp. I'm like, oh my God, I took a shower after we filmed.
You could have drowned. Well,
I took
not a shower, but.
But you know, like I could have drowned standing up for sure because I was a zombie.
To forget you took a shower is insane. I'm not going to lie. That's actually scary.
I have no memory of taking a shower at all.
That's kind
of
slay though.
And then I was telling Stephanie, it had to have been my stomach was that empty that it even like erased my memory. Like,
well, it's not hard to erase your memory, mama. But yeah, no, I get what you mean.
Very true. But man, what the fuck?
That's actually scary. No, okay. I do think the cut water, like when you showed it to me, you're like, mango margarita cut water. I'm like, that does seem a bit over the top. Like it just.
It was. Why didn't you stop me? It was so over
the top.
I'm
not there. I mean, what am I supposed to do? And I wanted you to get saucy. I just didn't want you to die. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I almost did.
We're
honestly
not in the days where we can mix vodka in our wine anymore, mama. We're in our 30s. Well into yeah. them. So like, yeah, I
well
did
into
feel.
Them for me.
And you took another shot on camera. Mind you, I took zero shots. I took zero shots. All I did was I made myself an espresso martini. I just can't do shots anymore, bro. Like, come on. Like, we're at an age. You know what I mean?
I know, but here's the thing. What's the fastest way? I was about to film in 10 minutes. How fast? Shots.
Oh my God. Speaking of shots and speaking of being too old to not take shots, my fucking uncle, bro, I went on a trip recently. We're going to do
Getting
to Main Hint and everything.
It?
Yeah, I do. I just want to say because I feel like it's pretty related to your story. My uncle is 71 years old. 71 years old. Okay. And mind you, he's always wanted to be on my podcast. So here you go, Theo.
By the way, guys, if you guys don't know, okay, so me and Jesse both came, but we just came back from our like family vacations. I was supposed to go on Jesse's family vacation, but it happened to land on the same week as my
you
family
missed a
vacation,
lot of stuff,
so I couldn't go.
So.
I'm so pissed.
It was
I'm
so
pissed
fun.
That I missed
it's so
it.
Funny because like Abby is so different than you. Like I explained the trip to Abby. She's like, bro, thank God I didn't go. And I'm like, why? It was so fun. Like it was like so many complaints, but I'm like, what do you mean? It was a fantabulous time. I had a great time. It was great.
No, literally, Jesse sends me a text. Is that what you're about to talk about? She's like, oh my God. I'll put up the picture. She'll put up the picture. She edits. But look at this. How funny. What happened?
Okay. I don't know if I'm going to blur out his poor face, but I am going to include that photo. Anyway. Okay. So my Theo is on a GLP-1. I don't know what your excuse for just having a rice cake all morning is, but he didn't eat. Right? He didn't eat all morning. We get to the pool at 12 p.m. because I had asked him because he always jokes about like, let's take shots. But he's also not really joking, really. So I was like, Theo, when are you going to start drinking? And he goes, I'm going to start at 12. Clock strikes 12. That was it. And then the whole time, bro, he was joking. He's like, put it on 6-11. 6-11, everybody. It was my room. And honestly, when I got my bill, I think he actually did. I'm not going to lie because my bill was hefty, let me tell you. Oh my God, that trip was so expensive. Anyway,
where did you guys go?
We went to West Palm Beach, Singer Island.
Oh my God, why was it so expensive? Is West Palm Beach that expensive?
We stayed at the Marriott, super expensive. Yeah, it's like suites.
Oh, the Marriotts are expensive.
Yeah, it was suites. And so like it had like a kitchen and stuff and living room for every room. So like, you know, they upcharge the fuck out of that. But then also they just did so much shit that pissed me off. I mean, honestly, fantabulous time. Loved that resort. But they did shit like I got my dad a massage, right? Joey got him a facial. My dad goes, they're like, oh, it's your birthday? Okay, so here, choose from this like list of prizes to see what you win. He wins 50% off. Super slay. Tell me why I got charged.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
100%. I got charged 100. Why?
Well, they, you know, people stay charging you more than they need
no,
to
No, then they
you.
Ask him, do you want to apply it to
it's
your
a
next
common occurrence
visit?
In our life.
And he's like, no. I want it for this visit right now.
Yeah, like
so they're
right
like,
now.
Of what? Course, sir. Of course. Didn't apply it. Paid. Which, whatever. I was already planning on paying full price. I'm not going to like call the fucking hotel and be like, where's my 50%? You know what I mean?
Of course but, not. But, you know.
Otherwise, it was great. It had this huge Ew. Slide that was so violent. That slide was so violently fun. Like, literally,
I
Jonathan.
Love violent slides.
Jonathan, like, cut himself.
Again?
What do you mean?
Jonathan opened up his elbow on your violent slide.
Oh, no, he definitely opens something up again. Yeah. He had to like take the last day off because he was recovering from the slide. Like he threw himself down that 1,000 times. And then the lifeguard lady, which there was no lifeguard, but like she's the lady who tells you if you can go or not. Bro, she would start getting so like whatever about it. Like 7 of us would go one time. It's like a train, like a human centipede of people.
I hate people who are not taking their safety job very seriously. It really upsets me, actually, you know?
Oh, come on. She didn't get paid enough for that.
I mean, that's probably true, but damn.
Anyway, back to my uncle.
Oh my God.
So,
yeah.
Clock strikes 12 in the afternoon. He starts drinking. He starts with like, I think he did like margaritas or something. Okay, cool. Then he starts getting literal tequila shots that have this much fucking tequila in them. Are you going shopping, mama? What's going on?
I'm just grabbing my matcha.
Oh, okay. Period. Oh, it already looks watery.
I'm not gonna lie, guys. Okay, so yeah. It took a long time to get to my house. I live very far from mama.
Oh, no.
I will say, guys, I have not eaten a single thing since my fiasco.
Hey, you made me
want to
stop shaking while you talk. You're like, I will be honest, guys. Please.
Bro, some of my matcha spilled and now it's like all over
my floor.
Every
time I order from Starbucks, it spills everywhere. Do you know the amount of times that I've literally had to cancel and reorder because it's all over my bag? Like, it's the entire thing spills.
That pisses me off.
And the sticker's still on the top. So I don't know where the liquid's coming from. I think it like bleeds through the bottom.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, anyway. That happened with me right now. But anyway, yeah, I haven't eaten shit. As soon as we're done filming, I'm going to devour that breakfast bowl. I feel like I don't even
feel like a normal human. You've done it before. Just go ahead and eat, mama.
Well,
because I have the story of my uncle. So why don't you open up a little, you know, just get a little sausage in your mouth or something.
Yeah, maybe like later.
Okay. Anyway, he started taking tequila shots that were legitimately this big. Okay. Mind you, the entire time he stays in the pool, certainly pissing. Like, he didn't get out for hours, like legitimately for hours. And then I left because Nassim, there was like two pools. So Nassim, it was the World Cup game. He had rented like a cabana to watch the World Cup and like, you know, it was this whole thing. So I went to the boring pool for a little bit to go see.
That's true. Oh my God. Before we go any further, we want to thank our first sponsor, and that's Honey Love.
Honey Love is pretty much my favorite sponsor. I don't like to pick favorites much like my children, but I mean, come on. Truly, they make my favorite bras
Do they happen to make your favorite bras to ever exist?
Yeah, they do. I was just about to say that. Thank you. No, truly, like, I cannot wear another bra. Like, I just don't think that I'll ever be able to suffer through it again. I didn't even know what I was experiencing until I put on a Honey Love bra. If you don't know, they're so supportive, but they don't have that underwire, and that is the ticket right there. However, I will say I've tried some other bras without underwire and I still felt super constricted. I think they were trying to provide like support in a weird way that made me feel suffocated.
No, the Honey Love comfort is genuinely unmatched. It really, really is. And I'm someone who I don't typically wear bras anymore. I haven't in a few years, you know, since I did my breastises. I don't wear bras that often. But after trying Honey Love, after Jesse was raving about them, I love their sports bras. I love their regular bras. I genuinely love the Honey Love comfort. It is unmatched.
Yeah, and same goes for their sports bras as well. I feel like they really did the sports bra in such a unique way because I feel like most sports bras, you just have to put them on over your head. They're super tight. You want to rip them off the second that you finish working out. But Honey Love sports bras feels like a sports bra that is actually designed for all day wear, which is perfect because a lot of times I just want to wear athleisure without actually athleisure-y.
Yeah, and honestly, they don't only do bras and shapewear, by the way, guys. They've built a full line of tanks, bodysuits, underwear with a supportive structure, smoothing fabrics, and premium finishes.
Yeah, their shapewear is also next level. I have yet to try something from Honey Love that I don't thoroughly enjoy. And right now, Honey Love is offering a crossover triple bra bundle so that if you want a full refresh on your top drawer, you can get a huge saving by buying three at once.
So treat yourself to the most advanced bras and shapewear on the market, and you can use our exclusive link to save 20% off Honey Love at honeylove.com/jkpod.
That's honeylove.com/jkpod. And then after you check out, they're going to ask how you heard about them, and it helps us out a lot if you let them know the JK Podcast sent you. And thank you so much to Honey Love for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Yeah, the World Cup game. I was in Delray staying at Berkshire by the Sea. We brought out like the TV from inside of the house and we put it outside where the pool was, and everybody was even like coming by our room to like watch the game.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really fun. I was not interested at all because I don't care about football.
Absolutely not.
I mean, that's football, soccer. What? You know what I mean?
So I went over there. That pool was like very, very boring. Anyway, at some point, everybody came over because I had mentioned, I'm like, oh, we have a cabana there. I didn't really know the situation. Had I known how boring it was, I wouldn't have suggested that. But everybody came. So it's literally like, I'm not joking, like 30 loud ass Cubans. Mind you, this pool is like the adult pool. Everyone was so chill. Yeah, enjoy yourself, mama. Come on, have a bite. Everybody was so chill, like quiet pool. We came and you could just tell everybody was like, oh, not these people. You know what I mean? Like it was very much that situation. So my uncle had to get out of the pool to come to where the cabanas were. Like it's like a little tiny walk. Have you ever gotten out of the pool? Actually, I can vividly remember. I was in a pool. I was drinking beers and drinking beers and drinking beers. When I got out of that pool, like I had to throw up. Like, I don't know. There's something that happens to your body in the pool.
100. Well, the thing is that because when you're in the pool, you don't realize that you're getting as drunk as you're getting.
Why is that? Because that's almost like when you're sitting down too, you know, like if you're sitting down then you stand up. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know what the fuck the science is there, but for sure there's a science to the pool. And so they had trouble getting my uncle out, right? But then when they finally got him out, by the time he got to where the cabanas were, he had to lay down on a chair. And the only way he got out of that chair was EMS. Yeah, literally, like, the fire department had to come and get him in a wheelchair and he was wheeled away.
Bro, but...
My dad was furious. Bro, my dad screaming at me when I almost broke my ankle with a hee-hee. Imagine what he did to his own brother.
Yeah. Is he his older brother? Your dad is
by
younger
1 year.
Than him.
By 1 year. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Damn, your dad looks so good for his age.
Yeah, he's slaying. Come on. Oh, I'll tell him you said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he slays. That freaking garlic is really doing wonders on him.
It do be repelling everybody, but I think there's something to it. Yesterday, yeah, I called my dad really and I was like, Papi, what are you doing? He's like, I'm working out. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, damn, I love that for him.
Come on.
He really does slay.
Oh my God. I haven't told you about my dad's disgusting slop breakfast, have I?
Mm-hmm. The garlic?
Yeah, but do you know, have you ever seen it?
Mm-mm.
Bro, it looks like fucking, I'll put it on screen here. Fucking foul. It literally looks like green mush. Amelie loves it, but she smells the entire day after eating it.
Wait, she actually eats that?
She eats the entire thing. I don't understand.
No, you're lying.
No, I literally don't understand. My dad told her some shit about it making her strong. And ever since, she like loves that breakfast. I cannot stomach. Oh, bro. I want to throw up thinking about it. But anyway, he swears that that is like saving his life and, you know, making him more youthful. But if so, then I guess I'm going to die early because
that's
disgusting.
Does matcha stain?
Why?
Like forever?
On what?
Because it's all over my pants.
Okay. No, I don't think so.
Like if I wash it, I'm good, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's also on our chair, but you know what? Whatever. I stained the fuck out of my chair right now. Whatever.
So anyway, my dad was so pissed. But honestly, my uncle, he was fine. Like he had to sleep
it off.
That's
what I was going to say. So he went. So they, you know, they put him on one of those
stretchers.
They took
him to the room and then he just like slept it off until he could wake up enough to eat a turkey sandwich. And then he was fine.
Oh, okay. I mean, you told the paramedics and stuff. Like, he just got really
Oh,
mama,
I didn't talk to those paramedics. God bless.
Oh.
I didn't know that guy.
Your dad?
Bro, it was so embarrassing. Like, imagine the chill pool, the adult pool where everyone's whatever. And this shit is happening. People are splashing water on his face to try to wake him up. And he's like, let me be. Bro, it was fucking ridiculous. Mind you, the last time I remember this happening, and I was joking about it, was my 15 cruise. Remember I said that they had to pick him up
Oh my
with
God,
a lift?
Yeah.
Okay. So they had a lift in that pool. So and I said, you're going to need that.
Your uncle has been taken by EMS before.
Well, there wasn't EMS on the boat, but yeah, whoever the proper authorities were in that matter, yeah, they did take him. Bro, literally, that remember he ate the roach of the cigar.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yes. You told me about that. The Amelia thing that he did.
It's actually like, I know it's kind of funny. Like the pictures I have are like objectively funny, I think, but that is so dangerous on a GLP-1. Like you cannot do that.
Really?
Yeah, like, bro, your blood sugar, like, he's older, you know what I mean? You have to eat. He drank multiple Long Island iced teas, multiple shots of tequila. Like, the mixture was something that, to me, a 32-year-old...
The shots are gonna fucking get you.
Bro, I would not be well. Like, genuinely, I would not be well. I don't know how he did it.
That is crazy, bro.
Isn't it?
I can't imagine being 71 and just taking down tequila shots.
I can't imagine. Dying, I cannot. Actually. But yeah, oh my God, he's still, like, with the shots and stuff. I just, I don't know how his body does it. Anyway, so that was a funny little tidbit from my family vacation. It was shit like that that I told Abby and she's like, oh my God. I was like, no, it was like, yes, it was like worrisome. But because
that's it?
Yeah, honestly, that was like the only bad thing that happened.
Oh my God, it's late. Slay vacation.
No, seriously. And the pool was such a vibe.
He just slept it off.
They had like a waterfall in the pool and the slide and it was such a vibe. Adami's learning how to swim without her floaties.
Oh my God. No, stop. Oh my God. She's so big already. How crazy.
Yeah, she goes and like touches the floor and like the whole thing. Like she goes diving for things.
That shit scares me. I also spent time at the pool this week, which was really, really nice. I go to Delray every year with my family and it's always such a great time. I love spending time with my mentally ill virgo cousin Janine and her kids and my grandma, who's 85 and fabulous. And here's some pictures. I had the best time with her. She's my favorite person ever. I had such a good time.
That's beautiful.
I will say.
What?
Janine. So, you know, my family does have OCD, as you know.
Right.
All of us kind of a little toasted a little bit. Janine's cross-contamination OCD.
Oh, that's...
Holy shit.
That's a tricky one.
It's severe.
Yeah.
It's severe. My grandma, so she accidentally shit herself one of the days.
Oh, my heart.
And, no, the thing is that she was trying to use the bathroom, but Raiden was in the bathroom, Janine's son. And like she was trying to get in and she didn't want to tell him to get out. So she accidentally like, shit her pants, whatever. She didn't tell anybody. Raiden comes outside. She goes into the bathroom. She takes off her pants and she starts like cleaning her shit pants.
Oh my God. I literally want to cry right now.
No, yeah. She starts cleaning her shit pants in the shower. And then whatever, you know, she cleans it all good. Totally fine. However, she is 85. She can't see very well. So when Janine goes back into the shower, into the bathroom that they're all sharing, because, okay, so we have three rooms. I'm in one room with my cousin Jesse and her kids. But then Janine is in another room.
You have a cousin Jesse? How did I not know this?
Yeah, she is my, like, my step aunt's daughter. But okay. I grew up with her. Like, my uncle has been married to my aunt for, like, 30 years.
Yeah.
So she's, like, by marriage, my cousin, you know? And so in Janine's room, it was my grandmother and her sister, my little cousin, Nisi. And so they were all there. They were sharing. I wasn't in that room. I had a different bathroom. But Janine said that when she walked into that bathroom and she saw shit particles everywhere, she almost lost her fucking mind. Obviously, she didn't say anything to her because she's like, oh, my poor grandma. But inside, she was
so did she start cleaning it?
Well, she started cleaning it and then she kept gagging. So then she made Nisi clean it.
Oh my God. Bad.
But then, bro, everybody's hands, my grandma washed her hands, you know, whatever. But my grandma's like trying to write like a prescription. Janine's like trying to help her with some doctor thing. And she's writing a prescription thing and she can't write the prescription. And she goes, mama, escribamelo, like for me to write it. So I grab her pen and Janine goes, her pen is you're holding. Oh. But the minute that she says that about the pen, Raiden's water bottle is like sitting right in front of me on the table. When I grab the pen, I move Raiden's water bottle out of the way.
That's it, the chain of events.
And she goes, and she's like that. I'm like, Janine. Or she's like, I'm sorry, my cross-contamination OCD is like on another level. Yeah, like, so the fact that I grabbed the pen, obviously from that, there must be shit particles on Raiden's water bottle.
She's probably not wrong about that. For sure.
I mean, probably. Yeah, yeah.
I think I've said it on the podcast before. Anytime you smell shit, there's shit particles in the air. And so, like, I feel like shit particles, they spread so rapidly that I guess for me, I just kind of, like, let that go. You know what I mean? I'm just like, all right, yeah, whatever. It is what it is.
Well, I mean, we're all mentally ill in different ways.
That's the thing. No, 100%. Yeah. So she, like, basically hyper-focuses on those shit particles. But she's not wrong that they're probably there.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. And then, you know, I didn't really realize how severe her cross-contamination OCD went.
Oh, you didn't? Because you talked about it before and it sounded pretty severe.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was... I was like, Janine, she washed her hands. Like, I was so confused. I'm like, she's clean. The pen is fine. And she's like, get the water bottle. Hit the pen in the water bottle.
I love
water.
I'm
like, man, we're cooked.
Yeah,
we're
cooked. No, we're definitely in different ways. For sure.
I had a great time, though. I really did have the best
time. I had a great time, too. It's so funny that we were on vacation at the same fucking time. I was panicking trying to get up this fucking JK episode. Oh, my God, guys. What a series of unfortunate events. Let's talk about it. Kathleen is banned from ever saying stories on this podcast ever again. Ever. And
listen,
I didn't know that
like legal things were about to start happening within those companies. And so I didn't realize that I was going to have to not say it.
Well, that's interesting because your story was literally like accusing someone of fraud. So it's like, why would you think that that's not serious? And I remember thinking that when she was saying it, like she was saying, oh, Jesse's not very shocked or whatever. No, I was like processing in real time. I was like, I don't know. I feel like this story's not gonna make it. Like, I just had this fucking gut feeling. And what really yanks my chain is that the episode was virtually done. Kathleen texts me the day it's supposed to be up. And she's like, oh man, like, can't tell that story. Bro, when I tell you, I spiral. I literally told her, I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Because if we take that story out, this is a 47-minute episode with 3 ads. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? And then she's like, no, come on. It's going to be fine. I said, don't come on me. This is not, I'm literally spiraling. Like, I was so pissed. I even went downstairs. I told Nassim, I'm like, you're not going to believe what Kathleen did. I'm like, she told me all this tea. She was so excited. That was literally what we were going to title the episode. And then she said, you can't use the tea. And he goes, what the fuck?
Okay. What the fuck? That was perfect. Okay. But also, the episode turned out perfectly fine. Did you overreact? Say yes. Say yes.
I don't think I did overreact. Oh my God. And my favorite part. You absolutely did. My favorite part. She does that little update and she goes, don't worry. You're not going to need to edit it. And the audio is amazing. That shit was ass, bro. That shit was ass.
I know. I was getting fucking roasted in the comments. People were like, not you saying that Jesse's going to love that you have a mic and you're literally holding
Kathleen,
it like this.
I was spiraling because first of all, what brand mic is that?
First of all, it's a great mic. I just should have put it on my shirt.
Okay. God bless. Because all I hear is I'm like, no, no, this is not what I wanted. Like, genuinely, I was just so, like, every step of the way, I was so perturbed. But anyway, so I brought my laptop, right? I was reviewing the rest of the episode on the flight. And then, bro, you know what it is that my internet at the Marriott is a million times faster than my internet at home? I uploaded our video in 10 minutes.
That's diabolical.
10 minutes.
What the fuck?
I downloaded footage. Like, mind you, I downloaded your footage for the next episode before I left in, like, 10 minutes versus in my house, it would take like an hour.
You should ask them, be like, Marriott, what kind of internet you got?
Bro, it was crazy because normally hotel internet is ass and it was free. Like, I didn't have to upgrade.
No, actual ass. You don't remember when I was recently in the Keys and it took me 12 hours to send you that footage?
Yes, that's you. That's what I was expecting. So that was like another layer. I was like, I don't know what the internet's going to be like, but whatever. I had my laptop. Then I realized that I did bring my hard drive.
Sometimes life rigs things in our favor.
How was anything rigged in my favor?
What do you mean? Like, everything went terribly, but then when you got to the Marriott, you had like the fastest internet known to man. That's beautiful.
Okay, that is like one plus side here. But although I brought my hard drive, I didn't have all of the assets that I use for our episodes. So I had to do things like when I did a sensor screen, right? Like the little baby blue sensor screen. I had to go to our episodes and screenshot that. Bro, I was like, oh my God. And if I didn't have my ad assets, I was going to kill myself. But luckily I did find them in my hard drive.
Oh my God, thank God.
Like all the codes and all the logos and shit. I would've
hated that text messages.
Oh, I would have really killed you.
No, no. Thank God. Thank God they were there.
But we got it up on Sunday by the hair of our chinny chin chin. My God.
No, I was so impressed. Honestly, shout out Jessie for working on her fucking vacation. That is like, you always do that shit. Yeah. And then, you know, you really are such a hard worker. You slay so hard.
Oh my God. Come on. No, honestly, it was no big deal because Noah really likes the pool and stuff, but he needs a lot of breaks in the room. Like he's like, need to go to the room. Like I need to chill, whatever. So during those breaks, I would just get work done, you know? So it worked out.
Yeah, I get you. I get that. Best. I would do that too. When I would get overstimulated, I'd be like, mommy, Alanda, I have to go upstairs for like 10 minutes, please. And then I would come back.
Oh my God. But it really was such a wonderful time. I don't think I got tan, even though I feel like I got tan. But why do I still look so pale?
I got so tan. You guys can't
super
tell.
Super tan, J-Lo. Like you really
but
do.
But I got super tan. Look, guys. Never mind. I don't want to stretch out my shirt that Gabby made. But yeah, I got super freaking tan, even though half my stomach is white and the other half
me too,
is tan.
The one I wear high-waisted bathing suits. I hate it.
No, mine is worse because it's half. I literally look ridiculous. I wear high-waisted bathing suits, so it's like this
part.
Yeah,
the tan line of a high-waisted is atrocious, I fear.
Horrible.
Yeah. Yes. But anyway, shall we do ¿Qué dice mi gente? Because we haven't in a while. So the way that we're going to do ¿Qué dice mi gente? Because full disclosure, we are pre-recording. Although this is exactly when we would record normally for our regular episode. So this particular episode is not pre-recorded, but the next one you see will be, and we didn't want to not have ¿Qué dice mi gente? For that one. So because we missed our last ¿Qué dice mi gente? We're going to go back an episode. It doesn't really matter to you guys, you know what I mean? Because they're all random comments anyway.
Yeah,
but
I mean, it's all decent.
This is
gente.
A ¿Qué dice mi gente? For two episodes ago, in other words. But we had to pre-film because Kathleen is leaving yet again. She thinks she's a jet setter. She thinks she's a Kardashian.
Oh, yeah. I am going on a trip with my friend Jordan. We're prepping for some legal thing I have to deal with. I'm not happy about it, but I am excited about where I'm going. I'm just not excited about why I'm going. But you
yeah,
know.
That's the worst. Like going to a place that you're like, oh, my God, I really would love to vacation here, but you're there for not vacation. That's how I felt in France when I went.
Oh, my God. No, that would actually break my heart if I was in France for not fun.
Oh, my God. This is when I mentioned that I raw dog life without my contacts. And somebody said, there goes your 1-800 contact ad.
I was cracking up at that comment. Oh my God,
okay,
that was
can
so
I just
good.
Say, I do still order, like I have them on like a shipment through 1-800-CONTACTS. I just have like a stockpile at this point because my God, I really need to get back in the habit of it. Contacts are amazing and I should be wearing them. Like I do not know what's
I'm
wrong
with me.
I'm
terrified of them.
Why?
I'm like Rachel Green.
Oh my God, stop saying that name.
I like can't put things in my eyes. Like I swear to you, I have tried to put on a contact. I was a vampire 1 year and it did not work.
Okay, that's different. Those are poor quality. Those are poor quality and could actually fuck up your eyes. Like the Halloween contacts.
No, dude, like regardless, I can't put on a contact. I can't. I've tried. I can't put it.
Okay, fine. Don't do it. Bro, this comment. Jesse every day. Do you have a minute to talk about Ninja?
That
I'm like the OxyClean
so
guy, what's his name, but for Ninja.
No, literally, like literally, we are like Ninja. Can we talk about my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but with Ninja? That's
oh my God, no, yeah. Gracie says, this podcast is half undisclosed ads for Ninja and half fighting with commenters from the previous episode. This is my favorite podcast. That's a pretty good summary of this podcast, I'm not gonna lie.
Honestly, true. Guys, I've gotten so many questions over the last few episodes to give you guys an update on my earphones, on my headphones, my magic headphones.
Oh my God, that's right, yes.
And do you remember? Okay, so I think we were about to film Patreon or something, or maybe I just didn't say it on camera.
But you told me.
Yeah, I put on my earphone, we were about to film, I go, oh, Jesse, it just said battery 60%. How did it go from 100% to 60% in one sitting? That is weird.
Okay, that but that was weird. Like a week ago or 2 weeks ago. Where is it at today?
I charged it once it said that.
You charged it? No, you were supposed to see this experiment through.
I know, but it said 60% and then I panicked after and I charged it.
Okay, 60 is not like almost dying, bro.
Yeah, but it went from 100 to 60. Next time I sit down and I film with you, it's going to say 30. But I can't risk
Wait
it.
Wait a second. So they're not magical is what you're saying?
Yeah, turns out.
Damn.
Turns out
who could have seen that coming?
I really thought they were rigged or something. Oh my God. By the way, guys, that thing I said earlier about like life, sometimes life rigs whatever. That was a quote from a movie. Guys, really quick. I know we're in the middle of ¿Qué dice mi gente? Please, please. Unlike Jesse, who doesn't listen to me when I say please watch a movie or whatever.
Between you
guys,
and Benji, I'm just like overfilled with movie recommendations. I can't do it.
Oh my God. Because we feel things. Sorry that we feel. Guys, you need to go on Netflix and watch Voicemails for Isabel. When I saw the trailer, I'm like, oh, this seems like a Gen Z, like whatever. No. Oh my God. I sobbed hysterically. I laughed hysterically. I never laugh ha 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 at movies ever. I never laugh out loud.
I never laugh.
So funny.
Never.
It was so funny. So good. You guys need to watch it. Please, please, please. You will not regret it. You will love it.
Is this an undisclosed ad?
No, but it just, I love it so much. And you guys know how I get when I really love something.
Oh, we know, mama. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Lola Blankets.
Guys, Jessie has converted me to a Lola Blanket stan. I love my Lola Blanket. Porter loves my Lola Blanket. You don't understand. Like, he is such a comfort king, my dog. He will snuggle up against my Lola Blanket and won't even touch the rest of the couch. It's so funny.
That's so funny that you say that, because it seems like that was such an issue with so many Lola Blankets owners that also have pets that they ended up making pet beds, which I got for Hershey. And it's like the same material, but it has this like orthopedic foam base so that, you know, it supports their joints and it's like an actual dog bed. But yeah, I think a lot of animals love their Lola Blanket, you know, faux fur.
No, it's an incredible dog bed. When I was recently in Georgia at Jessie's house, like Hershey was sleeping on it and I laid on top of it because it's like nice and thick and wide. It's so good. And after seeing Porter like snuggle up on my Lola Blanket, I'm like, damn, I might have to get him that Lola Blanket bed.
Yeah, and the best part is it's not only so soft, it's machine washable, which is very important in my house. It's double hem for durability and it doesn't shed. So like a lot of things that are furry, you feel like you're going to put them in your dryer and it's just going to be fur everywhere. Yes. No, no, that does not happen with Lola.
And they come in a bunch of different sizes, by the way. I have the large, which is awesome. I have it like on the couch, but my mom also likes to take it. But we share the Lola blanket because of you, because you told her you were going to give her a blanket. And then when I got it in the mail and I saw how soft it was, I said, I think we're going to have to share it because it's mine. The XL is massive and they call it like the biggest blanket on the internet. It's huge.
And for a limited time, our listeners can get 40% off select Lola Blankets products using the code JKPOD at checkout.
Just head on over to lolablankets.com and use code JKPOD to get 40% off of your order.
And then after you purchase, they're going to ask how you heard about them. And please let them know the JK Podcast sent you. And thank you so much to Lola Blankets for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
I saw it at 3 o'clock in the morning last night.
Okay, you know, so I had seen your story and I thought that you were crying because you felt so sick from being so drunk, but you were watching the show or the movie.
Oh yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Bro, speaking of things so we post on our story, tell me why I posted me and Abby in our hats, because Do We Know Them launched hats for our 4-year anniversary.
It's so cute.
And all of my DMs were, damn, I thought this was JK merch. I'm like, guys, I swear to God, all of my things were like, I clicked on the link so excited and I thought it was JK merch. I'm like, guys, please, please. So, come on.
Guys, Lily, they don't know what they're saying, Lily. They don't know what they're saying. We love you, Lily.
Laura in a crisis says, spilled the tea and then mopped it up. And that's true. That's what exactly what kept me
that, did. Honestly, it is.
Mopped it up and left us all dry.
Yeah. Oh, look at this comment that says, just for the official complainers record, any episode about anything at any point in any given week, at any hour, any length is so much better than no episode.
That's what Kathleen kept telling me. She's like, Jessie, you just have to think. Well, here's the thing. I didn't want
Guys,
comfort.
She almost robbed you. She almost robbed you of that episode. Okay?
I if did it suggest we me, cut it. I did suggest we cut it. I did.
She's like, let's just not post the video. Like, they'll understand, like, whatever. We have 1 week of no episode. I'm like, are you fucking crazy? I was like, absolutely not. No.
And I will say, though, I just didn't want the comforting words coming from you because you're the one that caused the damage. So when you were like telling me like, Jessie, just think of it like this, I just wanted to be like, shut up. Like, I don't want to hear it from you.
No, I know you were on the verge of murdering me. I felt it through the phone.
Yeah, I know you felt it. She kept saying things like, I'm so sorry. And I would just respond with, well, I don't know what we're going to do now. Like, I didn't like say like, it's okay. I made sure not to say it's okay.
It was never okay.
No, but honestly, I knew in the moment it would be fine. I think that it was just that fell. So like, it fell on the Wednesday, right? When we're supposed to post, quote unquote. But I was leaving on a Friday super early morning for my trip. So when I noticed that it was like bleeding into that and that I was not going to be able to post before I left, that was just like a spiral that I couldn't get out of.
That's the thing, is that Jessie started to spiral because she has to edit Do We Know Them and JK. She was trying to do both before leaving
on
the
vacation. Two episodes of Do We Know Them before. And JK, I was literally like, I'm freaking out. Like, I literally was freaking the fuck out.
She really was super frazzled and very, very overwhelmed. So obviously, like, I totally get it. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was like, oh, when I told her like that we had to remove that from the episode, I was like, oh, fuck. I was like kind of like panicking at home before I told you. I was like, all right, let's I was freaking out because I know it's a lot of work and yeah, I felt like shit.
But it ended up being fine. It did. It wasn't even that short. And come on, like our ads are so quick. People are going to be so mad at us. And people skip through those. Come on. Like, it's no big deal.
Come on. She's like, we have three ads. They're going to be mad at the length, you know, like, and I'm like, you don't think they're going to be more mad at the no video? Are you crazy?
Someone said, I thought the tea was going to be about the old Lights Lacquer Fulfillment Center. I guess the wait continues. Is that tea ever coming?
The wait does continue. No, I actually want to do like a story time on TikTok. Like, I want to do like a whole thing. I'm actually, or also.
How about you do it here on the JK podcast?
Okay, I will. I know, I will. I will go on. But I mean, I feel like I've filled you guys in so much.
Well, did you get your shit back? I think is the main thing.
We're currently opening all the inventory. And we're slowly like putting things back up on the website because there were, bro. Afternoon tea at last. There are shades that we've had out of stock forever.
And they had them.
It was just sitting out there where, yeah.
Wow, that's annoying.
They just had them. So like, as we're opening all the inventory that we finally got back, finally we're free of Atomics. That's the 3PL name, by the way. You guys want to do your research? They fucking suck. And we're finally free of them. Like, we're opening all of the stuff. And yeah, I kind of want to do a story time. I want to post like a bunch of customer service shit that we've gotten about people getting their product wrong. Then we reship it. They get it wrong. Then we reship it again. They get it wrong. And then it happens for a third motherfucking time. You know how many times that happened to some of our customers? I can't even begin to express the level of like, wow. Anyway, so I do want to like post. I'm trying to gather stuff with Chriselle, our customer service girl, to like get all the evidence and the info.
I love that.
And then I will be sharing it with you guys. I just, you know, please don't ever use Atomics ever if you are using a fulfillment center.
This is the last one I think I have. Someone said, I love how them actively trying not to say I'm gonna / I will kill myself lasted maximum 3 episodes.
No, literally. We were like, we cannot say
nothing
that.
Nothing hits as hard. And I'm just gonna say that right now.
I know nothing hits as hard. I know, and it's fucked up. We can't be saying those things.
Yeah.
I also want to say, this is actually not from this episode of Que Dice Mi Gente. This is what is something I was noticing on Patreon. Sorry to bring up Patreon again. But like, somebody had asked me what friend's character like you reminded me of. For some reason, I was only thinking about the girls. I should have thought about like everybody in general, but I was like, oh, Rachel, she's Rachel. Tell me how everybody says we're Chandler and Joey. And normally that wouldn't offend me, but Joey's is the dumbest motherfucker in the world. Okay,
so you're him,
what
right?
What the hell? yeah. No, everybody, because people were commenting like Jesse's clearly Chandler, which of course he's like very sarcastic, smarter than everybody. Like he is.
I wouldn't say that.
No, like out of all his friends, he's definitely the smart. Well, no, Ross is a paleontologist. He's pretty smart. But if you watch the show, you would be like, oh my God, wait, yeah, I kind of resonate the most with Chandler. I didn't even connect the dots. And Chandler and Joey are best friends. And their dynamic is so funny. And like, I love them together. However, it is a little bit offensive, okay? Because when I said I was Phoebe, I know she's a little bit like of an airhead, but she's still kind of smart. Joey's dumb as rocks. So basically you're saying I'm dumb as rocks, which is fine. It's fine. I'll be Joey. You'll be Chandler.
Wait, what are his good characteristics?
Joey?
The dumb one, yeah.
Well, Joey's like very, very loving and kind, and he's a really good friend, and he's their first friend.
Period. No, that's you.
Yeah, but they were referring to his dumbness.
No, you don't know that. I'm sure that they were referring to you being so loving and sweet and kind.
I don't think so. I think if you watched Friends, you'd be offended.
Do you resonate with him at all? Like when you watch him?
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of resonate with a little piece of everybody from Friends. I don't fully resonate with him. He's dumb as rocks. Like, I don't know.
Wait, why do they have two characters that are dumb as rocks on that show? What's going on over
there? Phoebe's not dumb as rocks. Phoebe is just an airhead. Phoebe's not dumb. And Joey's an actor.
Wait, I thought being an airhead means you're dumb.
No, she's just like, she's a little bit like, but she's not dumb.
Bro, guys. You know I'm always I'm sorry, this is very random. You know I'm always reapplying my lip gloss. I'm always doing
it. Yeah, I know.
I'm on the hunt for the best lip gloss. Like, I feel like I need, like, a really good lip gloss.
It's in your hand.
No. The Lawless ones are too small.
You do run out of them very quickly.
Bro, like, I'm out of it every fucking, like, 2 weeks.
But it's the best lip gloss. I'm sorry. I will
die
on that.
Out of all the lip glosses, I just ordered the Makeup by Mario one. Is that one good?
To me, it doesn't last as long. Like, it goes away.
So does this one.
Then don't even try Makeup by Mario. I haven't found a gloss that lasts as long as the Lawless ones, actually.
Really? No, the Alamad ones that... Remember those last?
Yes, the thick Alamar ones. Yeah, they last a really long time too. The thing is that like to have a more long lasting formula, they do have to be a little bit thick. But I like that the Lawless ones
are not sticky.
Yeah, they're not sticky and they're not like super pigmented. Mm. You know what I mean? Like I like the pigment level of the Lawless glosses.
I guess
I love them.
Yeah, because I really like got out of using that one and I was just using like a bunch of them. But I feel like all the glosses nowadays are not sticky at all. And I'm like, I need some stick. Like I need a little bit of stick. What's going on? Bro, I tried the Huda Beauty ones and literally it's like a lip oil. Like there's no
stick. Yeah, I was just gonna say that.
Like, what the fuck?
A lot of glosses these days don't have that, like...
What's going on? People don't like sticky gloss?
Yeah. And then they just don't last as long. And I don't love that.
Yeah, I don't either.
I will say, speaking of Huda Beauty, bro, have you tried her new lip mousses?
No.
Okay. I have always been a lip mousse hater. Like, I have never liked
those things. Sounds dry as fuck when I think
about
it.
Yeah, they're like dry. The Huda Beauty lip mousses are incredible because they're like satiny. They don't even feel like a lip mousse. Like, if you want like a matte lip without being dry at all, and it feels almost like a pillow without slipping off. I don't know how to explain it, but they are the best lip mousses I have ever tried. And I'm a lip mousse hater.
And they last, like, do they transfer once they dry down?
Not a lot. Like, obviously, it's not a liquid lipstick that's like not going to move at all. But like barely. They're really good.
Okay, I'm going to get some of that.
You should try one.
Yeah, I've been on like a new lip combo hunt. Like, I just like, I'm craving something different.
I recently went to the Huda Beauty event with Gabby. And when they gave me a little goodie bag, I had already gotten like that in PR. So I can give it to you. It's like 3 mousses and 3 lip liners.
You're going to forget. And you're not going to bring it.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to forget. I'm going to take it. By the way, guys, I finally got my makeup brushes. One time for Nassim.
Yeah, you did. You're welcome.
The only reason I got them is because I said in the last episode, I bet you I'm going to get them when I go there next time.
No, bro. I always intended on giving them to you. I always intended on that.
For sure.
I'm sorry, but like going to the post office or going to UPS, it really is such an out of the way situation. You know what I mean?
You telling me?
It's like such like an intentional thing. You can't do anything else there but ship shit. You know what I mean? And so I waited until my newly had to be returned. And then
I get your brushes were on the way. You're like the girl that you guys recently covered on Do We Know Them that was like supposed to give the guy back his deposit, but then she's like, it was coming.
Yeah, but that's just a little different. She could have just sent that on her phone. She didn't have to go anywhere to send that. Bro, that was crazy.
She did promise it.
She's like, listen, I never set a date, all right?
I'm not gonna lie, not to break the fourth wall here on Dewey JK or whatever, I would attack that bitch.
Oh, no, 100%.
Owe me money. I would go crazy.
$350 and you haven't done your service and you're like, oh, I have to go to the supply store. Not my problem. I mean, look at how irate I got over the limo driver.
No, exactly. I was thinking about that too.
Bro, it's Abby's birthday next weekend. And I told Abby, because we're going to like stay in a hotel and do the whole thing, whatever. And I told her, I'm like, if we need a limo, I could rent it. She's like, no, please. It's like such a bad memory.
As long as it's not fucking all-star limos.
Like, I think it tainted my want for transportation in a stretch form forever. I really think it did that for me.
And like, we're going to round up 6 Ubers before we ever get a limo again.
No. Like, actually, we could have taken 2 black Uber cars. Okay, are we done with Que Dice Mi Gente? Is it time for me to talk about how I got scammed?
You got scammed again?
I told you yesterday. I don't know if you remember. Guys, I bought a side-by-side for my stepdad.
Oh my God, that's right. Wow, bro, what the fuck happened to me yesterday? I don't remember anything.
No, I'm scared you're going to make me delete the whole episode. Like, I'm not joking.
You're so dramatic. We didn't even talk about any. I got to be honest, I don't remember what we talked about.
We talked about perfume talk. We talked about multiple things.
Oh, but I didn't say anything bad.
You didn't say that many good things.
Okay, so, oh my God, yeah. Guys, okay. Listen to this.
Jessie, this pisses me off
like,
so bad.
Ella tiene cara de, like, do you want to scam me? No, because the limo, the fucking cruise, the Disney cruise.
Oh my God, I never, Stephanie, we went on, bro, guys.
Well, it wasn't Disney. It was, like, the Bahamas.
It was the excursion, but, bro, guys, they owe me, like, $2,000 for that still. And they ended up calling me because, remember, Stephanie helped me reach out, and I had to call them back. I never called them back.
No, I know.
So, like, my money is never coming back.
Stephanie was texting Jesse, like, once a week, like, hey, have you called back, like, so you can get your money back? And she hasn't.
Yeah. I just, you know.
But, so, you got scammed there. You got scammed originally from the travel agent. The original travel agent that scammed you.
For Disney.
You're, like, constantly getting scammed.
Yeah. I don't think you were watching Do We Know Them at the time that I got scammed for the concrete slab.
No, but I know all about it.
Oh, my God, guys. Like, literally, I saw a post on Facebook. Somebody was like, hey, like, we're not asking for a handout. My family and I really need money. My husband can do physical labor. And at that time, I really wanted to extend my porch in my old house. And so... he came to my house, okay, looking a little interesting, I'm not gonna lie, like, you know, in retrospect. Looked at it, said, yep, I need this many bags of concrete, like, you got it, whatever. Then, through the wife, she told me, okay, so this many concrete bags, like, he's gonna buy them and bring them, whatever. I ended up paying them, I think it was like $800, which in retrospect is way too cheap for that job. So, like, it does make sense that I got scammed.
I was just gonna say, that's not bad.
No, I ended up paying $2,000 to, like, somebody to actually do it. Like, that's, like, the price, you know, the actual extension cost. But it cost $2,800 because I got scammed and they ran with my money and I got her kicked off the mom's Facebook group. Anyway, the whole whole thing. But that being said, I bought a side-by-side for my stepdad. Now, I bought a used one. We knew it was used. However, we were promised that it was in great working condition and everything was great. And they did rent a trailer. Like, we paid them for the trailer. They rented it. They drove with their kids like 2 hours to come deliver it to us. Like, we really appreciated that. And Joe, you know, he rode it around the farm because they have like 14 acres of land, Joe and my mom. And so they rode it around. I mean, your mom rode around in it too. You know what I mean? Like, it ran good. Like, the engine seemed fine until the transmission broke. It ended up being that guy owns some sort of construction company, gave the side-by-side to his employees, and they like really fucked it up. Like, they took the doors off of it. Inside, things were tied together with like Publix bags, like actual Publix bags. And there was like the concrete, like hardened concrete on it. So it like had fucked up things, whatever. Mind you, it had very low hours, right? Like, run hours. Like, it had almost not been used at all. Oh, but the short
they
time.
They Matilda'd?
No, they did. I don't think so. I think that in the short amount of time, like, because they were on a construction site, they just abused it there in a very short, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't drive long distances or for long hours.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, all of that being said, we ended up paying them $4,800 for that side-by-side. Okay. It was supposed to be a Father's Day present.
Which is a deal for a side-by-side. 100%.
A brand new side-by-side is like 20, 30 grand, like, actually. But this brand, like, we didn't know anything about it. Like, it's not like one of the famous side-by-side brands. You know what I mean? Like, it was like a more obscure one. And so anyway, a week into having it, transmission broke. And then it turns out he went to all mechanics trying to fix it. Nobody services that brand. Everybody's like, that brand sucks. So we didn't do our research. It's half on us, half on this bitch. Okay.
Damn.
So I messaged her like 2 days ago. I messaged her through my marketplace thing and through her actual Facebook profile. And I just said like, hey, I'm really disappointed. Like, she only speaks Spanish, so I had to Google translate the whole fucking thing. I was like, listen, I'm very, very, very disappointed. Like, I don't know if you're aware that your husband literally like patched this up just so it could like barely work for us to have it. I'm like, this was a gift for my stepdad, and it's ended up being a fucking more of a headache than anything. But we definitely did get scammed. Joe's super disappointed because he cannot stand like when people pull one over on me. You know what I mean? Like, even more than him like not having the side-by-side, like, he's just pissed that like we got scammed. But you live and you learn. I think that my issue truly is like, I just go with like vibes of a situation versus actually researching. You know what I mean?
Right. We go off just vibes here, girl.
I did research a little bit and it seemed fine. Like, the brand didn't seem horrible, I guess, but I don't know anything about that shit. You know what I mean? And I just really wanted him to have it. I don't know. I was just like so excited about it. He was so excited about it. Now it's become more of a fucking headache, so he has to like take the engine
out of it. Oh,
he's gonna try to fix it. I told him, I'm like, listen, worst case scenario, we scrap it. I'm sure people like scrap that for parts and shit or whatever. Like, maybe we can get $400-500 from it and just buy a new one.
This is the perfect,
like, it's very unfortunate.
This is the perfect situation where our Cuban saying really does come into effect.
What is it?
Lo barato sale caro.
Oh my God, you bitch. I thought you were going to say something about like karma and stuff.
Lo barato sale caro.
No, it's true. It's true.
Yeah, you know, you save you have a really good deal on that, and then you're going to have to fucking throw money. It's the same situation as like a car. When you get like a used car that's a little bit older, and they scam you with that shit, they could Matilda the damn miles and shit, and then you end up putting so much money back into this car.
Yeah, it's just like Matilda when Trunchbull says, you sell me a lemon. That's what I got. I got sold a lemon.
You have to turn into Miss Trunchbull.
Oh, and I will. Bro,
go grab them and throw them in the chokey.
Used to be so responsive on Facebook, and she's ignoring me. She hasn't blocked me yet, but she's just like, bro.
Wait, you reached out to her and she didn't answer?
No, of course not.
I mean, what is she gonna say?
They know what they did.
God bless. What is she gonna say?
Sorry.
Before we go any further, we want to thank our last sponsor, and that's Warby Parker.
Buying glasses before Warby Parker just felt so unnecessarily complicated. I remember when I was a kid going to the eye doctor, having to find someone who took my insurance. Then I get the exam. A lot of times I didn't even like the glasses that they had there available for me, so I would have to go somewhere else to get them. I mean, truly just a disaster. But that's why I'm obsessed with Warby Parker, because they didn't just make buying glasses easier. They made the entire experience easier. So now you can actually go into one of their stores, because they're not just online, and you can get an eye exam right there. You don't have to like run around to multiple spots. And then afterwards, you're gonna find some cute, affordable, stylish frames right there at the store.
No, truly, so many cute, affordable, stylish frames. They're such good quality for the price. I really can't get over it. Like, they feel incredible.
I actually just got two pairs for my mother-in-law who's coming to visit, because she doesn't like her glasses that she has. And when I got them, she chose the cutest styles. So I was like, oh no, I need to get those too. Because genuinely, they're stunning. I forget the name of the model. I'll put a picture up here, but like, it was like red on the frames and then like tortoise on the actual like part that goes in your ears. It's so cute. I love that.
And honestly, guys, I know I say this every time, but my favorite thing about Warby Parker is their buy a pair, give a pair program. Whenever you buy glasses from them, they give a pair of glasses to someone in need. And nobody does that. Like, what brand does that?
Yeah, they've distributed over 20 million pairs of glasses through that program, which is absolutely insane. And their prescription glasses start at just $95. And when I tell you the quality is truly there, like when you pick up the glasses, even you can feel the difference from like the cheap glasses I would get online, which honestly weren't much cheaper than this. And they just felt so plasticky and just kind of like they were going to fall apart. Yeah. And guess what? They would slip off my face within a month because they started becoming loose. And yeah, it's just not worth it.
No, for sure. And they weren't given a pair away.
Oh, they sure weren't. They sure weren't.
And actually, right now, if you buy one pair of glasses, you get 20% off any additional pairs at warbyparker.com/jkpod.
That's 20% off any additional pairs when you purchase one pair at warbyparker.com/jkpod. And thank you so much to Warby Parker for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. No. And then also another red flag that we should have flagged, but it was also like, you know, if somebody drives 2 hours, unless the thing literally doesn't turn on, you're probably going to accept that trick. Cause like, it just feels so like awkward to be like, I don't want to do this. They didn't have a title for it. Like, we did not get a title. They said, oh, but we bought it at 0 miles. We'll send you the bill of sale. Never sent us that.
No.
You know what I mean? There was red flags that we ignored for sure. But ultimately, I was talking to my mom about this last night. I said, listen, I understand it's super frustrating and that is a lot of fucking money and I'm pissed. But at the same time, that is not on us. We did it with good intentions and Joe will get another side by side eventually and they're going to be living whatever life they live. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same as the concrete people. Like, the concrete people were living out of a fucking hotel. You know what I mean? Like, genuinely with 3 kids. Like, I'm just like, just take it. Like, take the money. You need it. Go, whatever.
100%.
And I'm just going to go live my life because to hold on to the animosity, like, I can't. I hold on to animosity for, like, the limos.
Of course. You
know, situation more than this because they do have kids and shit. I'm like, okay, whatever. Whatever the
fuck. I get
you.
Like, I get you. And, like, honestly, like, peace of mind is more important than anything. Like, what are you going to do? Like, honestly, what are you going to do right now? With
money comes and goes. Money comes and goes. It is what it is. It's so annoying. But at the same time, I really am glad that it was me and not somebody else that, like, had saved up for fucking 2 years to buy that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, dude, I'll buy another one eventually. But, like, that could have been somebody's, like, only chance to get a side-by-side. And then they get fucked like that. Mm-hmm. And that is just, like, completely wrong. So they were wrong, so you took for selling it to me like that. They were
like the universe team.
You know, I did, and it's really unfortunate because I got fucking stupid idiot written on my forehead, but you know, it's fine, it's whatever.
Oh man, really, I feel so bad for Joe. Oh, he loved that little side by side.
No, I actually am devastated. Like, I'm actually devastated. I am, but I'm gonna keep my eye out for a good deal on, I'm only gonna buy like a really good brand one, you know what I mean, like a Honda or Polaris or whatever. If you know anything about side by sides, please do relay that information to me because I am kind of dumb, I guess.
No, you just, how would you know? You're not a fucking side-by-side expert. Like, what the fuck?
I'm not a boy.
Exactly. You're trying to surprise your dad, like, with something, you know? Like, what the hell? You did the best
you
could.
I had the best of intentions.
You did.
But alas, I got scammed again.
You know, that is a common theme here on the JK podcast and on the Do We Know
That
podcast.
Is insane. How many fucking times have I been scammed?
We need to add that on the bingo card for the next year, like for the following year. Jesse gets scammed.
I don't think I ever mentioned this.
I'm so excited for us to go on our bingo card, like for us to go through our bingo card in New Year's. I'm so excited for that. But we need to put Jesse gets scammed on the next bingo as well.
Oh my God, we do. I don't think I've ever mentioned because I was super embarrassed, but there was this AI umbrella that was on Facebook and I didn't know it was AI. So it was like an umbrella that also shot out water on the sides, like to cool you down or something. It looked like almost like a little water park situation, like an inflatable pool with an umbrella that shot out water. I was like, wow, this is beautiful. Paid like $100 and I never got it. It's not real.
No, you're lying.
Yeah. No, I swear. And it was right after I purchased it that I went to look at all the comments and people were like, guys, this is AI.
But like, did you dispute it? Like, did you, like, what's going on?
No.
Oh my God, Jesse. Jesus Christ.
No, I do have, bro, it's the same with like returning shit. Like, I have this really weird executive dysfunction when it comes to like trying to seek my money back or trying to.
Oh, I have the same problem.
And I've always
been
that way. Bro, when I had money, when I didn't have money, I've always been the same way. Like, I just, it's so weird. It's like a mental block. I just don't want to ask people for my money back.
Yeah, like I hate returning things. I swear to you, it's only really easy for me to return things when it's through Amazon because I, you know. You just drop it off somewhere or whatever. But like any other, it's hard for me to.
You know, TikTok Shop is very similar to that.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. No, like they do the little QR code, guys, same shit.
Speaking of my dumpy jeans, I'm wearing my dumpy jeans, but like I bought like the dumpy jean dupe on TikTok shop. And when I got them, they were way too short on me. They're like the Halara jeans. And I haven't bought another one. And my mom was like, why didn't you return it? I'm like, oh, because it's such a mission. It's not like Amazon or whatever. And she was like, it's not a mission, bitch. It's easy.
No, it's literally not a mission. It's super easy.
Well, my time frame, I'm keeping those Halara pants.
Yeah. Oh, no, your time is up. Yeah, it is. You got to find someone shorter. First of all, for something to be short on you is crazy. You're tiny.
No, actually, what?
That would be capris on me. Mama.
Yeah, well, I think I might have gotten the petite ones, but they were a bit too petite. I write the most random shit down on my notes. I wrote, tell Jesse about Scoopy Doos. Why? I wrote that when I was like a little tipsy in Delray. There's an ice cream shop.
Scoopy Doos?
There's an ice cream shop called Scoopy Doos. Like Scooby-Doo. And I thought that was funny.
All right, so tell me about it.
No, I just walked by it. I didn't go inside.
Oh my God. You wrote that down?
I said, tell Jesse about Scoopy Doos. And then in parentheses, I put ice cream shop.
In case you forgot.
Yeah. I'm going to read this and be like, what's Scooby-Doo's? Lights, camera, smiles, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, so my lights, camera, smiles is actually not like a TikTok like it usually is, but it's something that brought a smile to my face. So I would love to share it with you.
Okay.
So Janine, we were in Delray, and Janine was like, oh my God, Kathleen, have you seen the Twilight jewelry? Like, you know, like Alex and Annie came out with a Twilight collection. And I was like, no, there's a Twilight collection. What the fuck? I just want to show you one piece from the Twilight collection. Just one. Okay.
It's beautiful.
I don't want to say anything until I show you. Okay. I just want to show you the front part. Okay. And just, I want you to give me your thoughts. So this is a necklace.
Okay.
Okay. So when you see this beautiful necklace, like, what do you think? Like,
locket.
Cute, right? Like, I mean,
it's a little bulky, but yeah, it's fine. Why?
A little bulky, but like, you'd see that and you'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to show you what it looks like when you open it.
Okay. What the fuck?
It says, you better hold on tight, spider monkey.
No, I don't feel like that's real.
No, it's real. It is the Alex and Anne. No, it is. It is the Twilight.
Is this AI?
No, I'm going to send you the link of the actual just so you can pull it up.
I'm sorry. What the fuck is this? This looks like something like my first polymer clay project. Like, what is this? Like,
and the fact that so many, they even have a freaking bracelet. With that little thing hanging off the bracelet. I sent you the link of like, so you can go like scroll through the locket pictures.
Why is his face ginormous and hers is teeny, teeny, tiny? There's so many proportions. His hands, God bless. His hands, or her I guess face. Where his hands are supposed to be. He's now an amputee, God bless. What is happening? What
her
is happening?
Her face is the same size and shape as the palm of her hand. Like her hand, not the palm, but her hand.
Oh my God. Proportions are off.
But
proportions
my favorite thing is that like, first of all, that quote wasn't even in the book that you better hold on tight, spider monkey. And that quote is something that literally follows them and like tortures them till the end of time. Like if you ask Edward Pattinson about that, he's like, the spider monkey thing. Like, the fact that Alex and Annie, bro, you open up this locket and the little fucking chain falls out and it's the spider monkey.
I'm sorry, that's
monkey.
Insane. That is actually fucking crazy. What the fuck is this? Oh my God, like, the bracelet.
Yeah, they're
the
like bracelet hanging up the bracelet.
I'm sorry, this is like, I feel like I can't believe that this is real. And how much is this? Oh, 58. Okay, come on.
That's expensive for a spider monkey locket. I'm sorry.
Well, there's somebody obviously making these out of polymer clay, is what it appears. So they need to be compensated for their time.
Like, I swear when Janine was showing it to me, I'm like, no, this isn't real. She's like, no, seriously, that's a new
collection. No, it literally is giving AI, bro, this one where it's like in the forest.
And then it just like pops and he just like falls. Like,
like, I can't. I actually cannot. What the fuck is this? This is not special or meaningful in any way, shape, or form.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it isn't even like, you know, back in our day when this movie came out or when the book came out, like we were all obsessed with the quote, like, and the lion fell in love with the lamb and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like,
blah.
Just tell me about the love. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
hold on tight, spider monkey. That's the quote in a locket, in a heart locket.
Sorry. It's not giving. It's really not. Even for 58, you'd have to pay me to wear that.
Actually, I would like glue
it
shut. I feel
like people would only wear it as a joke, right?
Like, it must be. It must be like, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. It's like a funny, like maybe like millennial joke.
Dude, but it is so badly done. Like
it's
his,
disgusting.
I'm actually shocked. That's so funny. I did not expect that. I'm not gonna lie. I was wondering where you were going with that, but wow. Wow, that was beautiful. Thank you for sharing. Okay, let me see what mine is. Hopefully I've liked something because my God, it's been driving my For You page.
Oh my God, I finally caught up with Do We Know Them and I saw the Pitbull thing that
I'm so sorry.
Presented
I'm
to
so
Lily
sorry, I know.
In We Love the Internet. I saw it.
I know, I'm
you
sorry.
You didn't even mention me, not once. You didn't say, this reminded me of Kathleen. You didn't think of me.
I did. I was thinking about you heavily, if that makes you feel better.
Mm.
Okay, this is us every time we get proven wrong on this podcast because we're dumb and we don't know what we're talking about.
Well, speaking of which, Jesse, the fucking secondhand embarrassment I felt when you reinserted the clips of us reacting to the giant Grinches, okay? Like, rewatching that clip back, that it's so clearly AI.
When we're
AI.
Like, that's dangerous, please don't.
No, we're like, what a hazard. How is that? How are his feet like that?
No, I was cracking up. I'm sorry. I think that's fucking hilarious.
Are we so dumb?
Like, we're actually so stupid. And then the feet crack me up because it's so AI. They're like claws and there's only like four on one and six on the other.
It's
we're like, wow.
So obviously AI. Like, what the fuck were we thinking?
Well, we're just, we're just trying to figure it out. Come on.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is us every episode because we're dumb as rocks. Have you ever seen this guy?
Yeah. He's the guy that you say reminds you of me. You've sent me several videos of him and you're like, this is you.
I'm still learning. I'm still learning all of this stuff. I'm still learning every day. I know nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't claim to know everything. I don't even claim to know something. I'm a human being. Oh my God. Like, I shouldn't know all of these things. I should learn them each day, day by day. I'm learning. And learning is beautiful. How many things that I don't know right now? How many things that I have yet to learn?
I'm so dead. He literally glitched. What the fuck? That's us. Come on. We're just
that
learning.
That is so us. We're just learning.
Give
and we've
us
gotten
a break.
So much better with our AI detection. Come on.
That's not saying much, but yes, I do agree. We used to believe everything we saw. Everything.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. Look at this. So this popped up on my For You page, and I legit thought it was real until I opened the comments and people were like, guys, this is AI. Look at the people's size next to the little thing. And I'm like, damn, I fell for
it. So now we got to be investigators. Now we got to fucking bring out our pens and papers whenever we see a TikTok. I'm sick of it.
Tell me if you would have automatically known this was AI.
Not gonna lie. At first I was like, absolutely not, but the way everything fell was ridiculous.
I mean, it's what do you mean? It's a big giant water thing hitting.
Bro,
it.
Bro, that fucking bridge felt like jello.
Like, it went like this.
That's like, not like, how would that help you film something realistically?
Well, I was like, wow, that's such a really cool way to shoot like a flood scene and like, like Titanic. Like, they did something similar for the Titanic movie. And then I realized that it
was
AI.
Oh my God, Kathleen.
What?
Kathleen, this is real. It's real.
No, it's not.
They're joking, saying fake. Look how big the people are next to the buildings. They're being sarcastic because those are obviously like it's a mini set. It's real. It's real. We don't know anything.
Wait.
Genuinely.
So it's not AI?
That's why people are like, I don't think enough people are appreciating your comment. Like, that's so funny. Meanwhile, Kathleen reads that. She goes, oh, AI again.
Well, okay, not you making fun of the bridge breaking down like stupidly. Okay, so I guess it is real, huh? So you fell for it.
I guess. Oh, but then some people are saying sad to use AI to make a video about practical effects.
I don't know what I believe.
It's torn.
I think it is AI. Like, the people are giving AI.
Yeah, someone's saying, since when are the two harbor bridges with one coming straight out of the opera house? So I guess it's not even like structurally making
exactly.
sense.
Exactly, one. Okay.
All right, we're back to AI. Said. It is fake. I take that back, but I do think that comment is like joking. That comment is joking. Anyway, well, guys, God help us.
Yeah.
If you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much, but that's all we got. And as always, we'll see you next week.
Or we won't.
JK. Bye.
Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.